Today we read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 19, entitled The Lord Instructs Srila Rupa Goswami, starting with text number 11. It has no purpose, so we will read also other verses. Up to text 17. Rupa Gosai Nila Chale Pataila Duijana.
Rupa Gosai Nila Chale Pataila Duijana.
Prabhu Yave Vrindavana Karena Gamana.
Prabhu Yave Vrindavana Karena Gamana.
Translation and later purports by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Rupa Goswami sent two people to Jagannath Puri to find out when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will depart for Vrindavan. Sri Rupa Goswami told the two men, "You are to return quickly and let me know when he will depart. Then I shall make the proper arrangements." And now it switches to Sri Sanatana Goswami. Last week, Krishna Kshetra Prabhu was speaking about Rupa Goswami and about money, economics, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Srila Rupa Goswami, he had put aside some money for emergencies. And he explained how Srila Rupa Goswami later on used that money he had deposited on a shopkeeper, like a reliable shopkeeper. It's not very common in India, but there were some who were reliable. You know what I mean, eh? So he had deposited 10,000 gold coins with him. And later on, these were used by Srila Sanatana Goswami to escape from jail. He bribed the jail keeper with that money. So now starts the description of what Sri Sanatana Goswami was doing. While Sanatana Goswami was at Gaudadesh, he was thinking, "The Nabab is very pleased with me. I certainly have an obligation. Somehow or other, if the Nabab becomes angry with me, I shall be greatly relieved. That is my conclusion." On the pretext of bad health, Sanatana Goswami remained home. Thus, he gave up government service and did not go to the royal court. So he used the pretext of bad health to don't go to work and to do something more profitable. Now we will see. The greedy masters of his clerical and secretarial staff performed the government duties while Sanatan personally remained home and discussed revealed scriptures. Purport. Sanatan Goswami was the minister in charge of the government secretariat, and his assistants, the undersecretaries and clerks, all belonged to the Kayasta community. Formerly, the Kayastas belonged to the clerical and secretarial staff of the government. And later, if one served in such a post, he was called a Kayasta. Eventually, if a person could not identify himself as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, he used to introduce himself as a Kayasta to get a wealthy and honorable position. In Bengal, it is said that if one cannot give the identity of his caste, he calls himself a Kayasta. On the whole, the Kayasta community is a mixture of all castes, and it especially includes those engaged in clerical or secretarial work. Materially, such people are always busy occupying responsible government posts. When Sanatan Goswami was relaxing and feeling inclined to retire from government service, many Kayastas on his secretarial staff were very eager to occupy his post. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that when Sanatan Goswami was a government minister and the Kayastas who assisted him saw that he was reluctant to continue, they became very expert in their duties. Sanatan Goswami was a Brahmana belonging to the Sarasvata Brahmana community. It is said that when he resigned an underworker named Purandara Khan, who was a Kayasta, occupied his post. I will read one more verse on purport and then we will discuss. Sri Sanatan Goswami used to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in an assembly of 20 or 30 learned Brahmana scholars. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives the following commentary on the words Bhagavat Vichara, as confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad 1.1.4.5, there are two kinds of educational systems, and in the Sanskrit is quoted, the translation reads, there are two kinds of educational systems. One deals with transcendental knowledge, paravidya, and the other with material knowledge, aparavidya. All the Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda, and their corollaries, known as Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, Chanda, and Jyotish, belong to the inferior system of material knowledge, aparavidya. By paravidya, one can understand the akshara, Brahman, or the absolute truth. End quote. As far as Vedic literature is concerned, Vedanta Sutra is accepted as the paravidya. Srimad Bhagavatam is an explanation of that paravidya. Those who aspire for liberation, mukti or moksha, and introduce themselves as Vaidantika are also equal to those groups aspiring to improve religion, dharma, economic development, religion, dharma, economic development, artha, and sense gratification, kama. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha are called chaturvarga. They are all within the system of inferior material knowledge. Any literature giving information about the spiritual world, a spiritual life, a spiritual identity, and the spirit soul is called paravidya. Srimad Bhagavatam does not have anything to do with the materialistic way of life. It gives transcendental information to educate people in the superior system of paravidya. Sanatan Goswami was engaged in discussing the Bhagavad Vidya, which means he discussed transcendental superior knowledge. Those who are karmis, jnanis, or yogis are not actually fit to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Only Vaishnavas or pure devotees are fit to discuss that literature. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamamalam Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Param Giyate Yatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmya Naviskritam Tachrimban Supatam Vicharana Paro Bhaktiavi Muchyan Naraha. Although Srimad Bhagavatam is counted among the Puranas, it is called the Spotless Purana. Because it does not discuss anything material, it is liked by transcendental Vaishnava devotees. The subject matter found in Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for Paramahamsas. As it is said, Paramo Nirmatsaranam. A Paramahamsa is one who does not live in the material world and who does not envy others. In Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is discussed to arouse the living entity to the transcendental position of jnana, knowledge, and vairagya, renunciation. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.2, Tachradadana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya ashruta grihitaya. That absolute truth is realized by the seriously inquisitive student or sage who is well equipped with knowledge and who has become detached by rendering devotional service and hearing the Vedanta Shruti. This is not sentiment. Knowledge and renunciation can be obtained through devotional service, bhaktya ashruta grihitaya. That is, by arousing one's dormant devotional consciousness, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna consciousness is aroused, it relieves one from fruitive activity, activity for economic improvement and material enjoyment. This relief is technically called Naishkarma, and when one is relieved, he is no longer interested in working hard for sense gratification. Srimad Bhagavatam is Srila Vyasadeva's last mature contribution, and one should read and hear it in an assembly of realized souls while engaging in devotional service. At such a time, one can be liberated from all material bondage. This was the course taken by Sanatana Goswami, who retired from government service to study Srimad Bhagavatam with learned scholars. So we will not discuss about all the story, what happened later to Sanatana Goswami. This you will hear during the next weeks, if you are here, and if you are not here, you can take the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and continue reading this chapter. But we will focus on the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which is what Srila Sanatana Goswami is exemplifying here. He decided to retire from the government service, a master who was materialistically inclined, and he decided to study Srimad Bhagavatam. And he acted like what we will call a white lie. A white lie. This is what he said here. He was pretending to be ill, but he wasn't really ill. So this will be, even if he didn't state it verbally, directly, and someone said for him, he's ill, it is what we will call a white lie, isn't it? Don't we say that? We could say a legitimate lie, although generally we do not promote this type of lies, but it seems that in certain circumstances, even great acharyas have performed this transcendental cheating, for a higher purpose. It must be stated that this has been greatly misused in our Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore we shouldn't go back to similar ways of misusing it. But still, this is what it is mentioned here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he was pretending to be ill. Sometimes some ashram devotees pretend to be ill to avoid Mangalartik or Srimad Bhagavatam class. Isn't it? Sometimes happen this. Hopefully not too often. Or in our mind we justify, I'm ill, I'm too tired to go. And then we don't go. But Srila Sanatana Goswami was doing just the opposite. He was pretending to be ill to avoid involving himself in material activities, not very profitable activities. Even though he was making great amounts of money, so it seemed to be profitable from the material point of view, but where these activities were not profitable from the spiritual point of view, and he decided to engage in something better, more rewarding. And this is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. To hear, it is said to discuss, so it is not clearly, they were assembling and they were discussing. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha. It is not fully clear how it was. Was he lecturing? Was he hearing? Perhaps it was like we do, like Srila Prabhupada established that daily discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we can say is not different from Srimad Bhagavatam, in that it discusses the transcendental topics of the Lord, so there is no difference. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and here the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam are described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But generally daily we are reading directly the text composed by Srila Vyasadev, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Granta Raj, we say, the king or the emperor of Vedic scriptures. So, and Srila Prabhupada established that different devotees will speak Bhagavatam on a daily basis. And even sometimes, from the early days, Srila Prabhupada, in some occasions, generally he will lecture, but in some occasions he did sit and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from his disciples who were, we could say, they were work in progress. Meaning, they were not so learned in Srimad Bhagavatam. This was in the beginning. They didn't know so much. He was training them, but he asked them to speak Bhagavatam so that they will learn how to present the Srimad Bhagavatam according to the Guru Parampara. So discussions of Srimad Bhagavatam are very important, regardless of whether we are speaking or whether we are listening. Both are transcendentally rewarding. Sri Shukadeva Goswami attained perfection by speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Parikshit attained perfection by listening Srimad Bhagavatam. And there were many others who were listening also, like Sutta Goswami, and he also attained perfection by listening, and then he was able to explain it, to recite it for the benefit of others, for the benefit of the sages of Naimisharanya, and for our benefit, who now can sit and read and hear, discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam should be heard according to the Guru Parampara in order to understand the proper conclusions of the Vedanta, or the essence of the Vedas. In the purport, the second purport we read, Srila Prabhupada describes two types of knowledge. Can you remember? There were two types of knowledge. Very good. Paravidya and aparavidya. What is the meaning? What will be one and the other? Very good. Aparavidya is material knowledge. Even if it is explained in the Vedas, like we read in Bhagavad Gita, Taigunya Vishaya Veda Nistaigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirduando Nityasatvasto Niryoga Kshimatmavan, I think. So Krishna says to Arjuna that the Vedas deal with the three modes of material nature. So the Vedas in general, the many of the Vedic literatures are explaining the material modes of nature and material topics. So this is vidya, this is knowledge, but this is aparavidya. And therefore we need Vedanta, the goal of the Vedas. What is the purpose of such education? Like, for example, we have here the Bhakti Vedanta College, and we teach, we have Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, he teaches Vedas and Upanishads. So, why we are teaching Vedas and Upanishads? Because this knowledge is meant to bring us to the Vedanta, Vedas, Upanishads and Vedanta. Upanishads and Vedanta describe the supreme truth, the essence of the Vedas. And then, in order to come to the point of getting to the level of aparavidya, transcendental knowledge. Aparavidya means Upanishads and Vedanta, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, and this is completely explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the king of all scriptures because it establishes the absolute truth without any mixture of material knowledge. In Srimad Bhagavatam, material knowledge is completely rejected from the very beginning. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam sahatam vedyam vastama matra vastu shivadam tapatra jon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamunikrite kimva parairishvara sadhyo ridhya varutyate trakriti bi shushru shubhistakshanat. This is the second verse of the Bhagavatam and establishes what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. It uses the word atra. Atra, the acharyas have commented, atra means here. Here in this text, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Three times it uses the word. It's interesting. Dharma projita kaitavotra. Here, dharma projita kaitava. Dharma projita kaitava. Kaitava dharma, cheating religion, cheating dharma, or we could say also superficial dharma is rejected. Nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastavam atra. Here, again here, in Srimad Bhagavatam, vedyam vastavam, the real substance of knowledge is established. Tapatrayam mulanam, which eradicates all suffering. We go to a school to become educated in order to have a better life. Isn't it? Why sometimes the students come to the college? Why? They want to get a degree. Why they want to get a degree? To go and have a good job. Isn't it? have a good job, and then have a better life in this way. So we become educated to have a better life. But the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedyam Vastavam, Atavastu Shivadam, Tapatrayon Mulanam, explain the real substance of knowledge, Aparavidya, which brings all auspiciousness. When someone studies a paravidya without paravidya, we go again to the example of the zeros. The zeros located to the left. You put, when someone is like a zero to the left, this is a Spanish expression. A zero to the left. It means what it means. It is useless. It is useless. It is useless, or yes, to the left it is useless. The same zero, when put to the right, it is useful. So we welcome, this is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, welcome education, welcome Varnashram Dharma. It should be properly understood. Varnashram Dharma is explained throughout the Bhagavatam everywhere. Also instructions, for example, instructions for civilized human beings. So ethical behavior is described in the Bhagavatam. But why they are described? They are described in the proper perspective, following the One, following the Advaita, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And this is what it is established in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Advaita, non-dual. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. Advaita jnana. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. The Supreme Lord is non-dual, and he is the origin of, he is non-different from Paramatman Brahman, and the Bhagavatam establishes that Sri Krishna is the origin of Brahman and Paramatma. So this is important to understand by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise we cannot understand. Otherwise we become deviated, and our understanding does not reach the Siddhanta, or the ultimate conclusion, nor the Rasa. Raso Vaisaha. The Upanishads describe that, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, the Supreme Brahman, he is Rasa. But we cannot understand Rasa unless we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the proper source. And we see this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is a description during the pastimes of the Lord in Jagannath Puri, in the Antya Lila. Devotees from Bengal used to come to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one occasion, there was one Bengali poet who came, and he had some poetry he had written, for it was actually a drama. He had written a drama in poetry to present in front of the Lord, in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The system was that before presenting it to the Lord, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary, had to hear the poetry, and if it was a drama performed, he had to see it. So, and it was not always easy, even to get Swarup Damodar Goswami to listen to it, you had to make an application. I mean, you had to come through a devotee and get get him to listen. There was like a screening process. Because it was common that many people will come and say, I am a very good poet, so, and then will write any nonsense, and then come to bother Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami didn't want to waste time either. So someone had to recommend the poetry. So there was one devotee named Bhagavan Acharya, who was a very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see he was actually the devotee who was cooking when the Chota Haridas Lila, Bhagavan Acharya had invited the Lord Chaitanya for lunch, and he was cooking for the Lord. He had a very close relation to Sri Chaitanya. So he recommended several times the poetry of this person, this poet. Yeah, no, he's very good. He has written a nice verse. And I will read to you the verse. It's in Adi Lila. I couldn't get the meter. It's one of those meters that maybe our Sanskrit is Kavya teacher can help us. It's Vikacha Kamala Netre Sri Jagannatha Samgye. I couldn't get it nor the Vikacha Kamala Netre Sri Jagannatha Samgye. What will be that meter? Vikacha Kamala Netre Sri Jagannatha Samgye. Kanaka ruchir ihatmani atmatamyak prapanna prakriti jadam mashesham chetayam avirasit sadichatu tava babhyam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Anyway, it's how you will, maybe you can sing it. I couldn't find the meter, so I'm interested to get it. It's sophisticated, the Sanskrit. I got many of the meters. I can get the dancing of the tiger, and I can get even, but I didn't get this. So. It sounds better. So even though it sounds so beautiful, but the meaning, you will see, it was, and the devotees actually, they appreciated the verse. Listen to it, and how does it sound to you? The Supreme Personality of Godhead has assumed a golden complexion and has become the soul of the body named Lord Jagannath, whose blooming lotus eyes are widely expanded. Thus, he has appeared in Jagannath Puri and brought dual matter to life. May that Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Deva, bestow upon you all good fortune. How do you like the verse? Some say yes, some say no. He's calling Lord Jagannath matter. Yes, this is, but still at that time, okay, no, because we have listened to this Lila sometimes, so then we are aware, but it could be, actually, many of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavan Acharya, he was a close associate, he was chanting 64 rounds every day, at least according, these were the determining by what the Chaitanya Bhagavat says, that Lord Chaitanya will take lunch only in the house of someone who will chant, who will be Lakpati, will be chanting 64 rounds a day. But still, somehow he didn't get the, the point. So that shows how subtle can be the misconceptions of the Siddhanta, the conclusions of the scripture. Some may be thinking, well, I chant 16 rounds, I will get this. Come on, he didn't get it. But anyway, this is how it is described in the Leela. It happened like that. The devotees, Vakamanacharya was recommending this poet to at least to be checked by Swarup Damodar Goswami. He insisted, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami said, okay, I will listen to it. And he sat with all the devotees to listen. He listened this verse, and then says, Kaviraj Goswami writes, when everyone present heard the verse, they all commended the poet. Sometimes we also do that. Someone presents a drama, even if the drama is not too good, we clap, isn't it? We do that sometimes. We clap and we commend we want to acknowledge the good intention of the devotee who presented the offering. But Swarup Damodar Goswami requested him, kindly explain this verse. So the poet replied, Lord Jagannath is a most beautiful body, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is exceptionally grave, is the owner of that body. All the Vaishnava poets are frowning. What is he saying? This is nonsense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, to spiritualize the entire dull material world. Hearing this, everyone present was greatly happy, but Swarup Damodar, who alone was very unhappy, began to speak in great anger. He was upset. He said, this is nonsense. Everyone is happy, and they are hearing this nonsense, and everyone is happy. And then he said, Murko, are murka. Murka means fool. You are a fool, he said. You have brought ill fortune upon yourself. Of course, Swarup Damodar Goswami was highly respected. He was an authority. He was accepted as the level of guru by everyone. So he spoke in a very straightforward manner. We shouldn't use this as a pretext to call fool everyone. Sometimes some people like to call murko others. That shouldn't be done, especially to nobody. But especially to devotees, we should be very respectful to everyone. But here, as the guru, Swarup Damodar Goswami is speaking, this is foolish. You have brought ill fortune upon yourself, for you. Hare Krishna. For you have no knowledge of the existence of the two lords. Sorry, I'm going beyond time, but I'll finish soon. Jagannath Dev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nor have you faith in them. Lord Jagannath is completely spiritual and full of transcendental bliss, but you have compared him to a dull, destructible body composed of the inert external energy of the Lord. So he made two mistakes. He compared the transcendental body of Lord Jagannath to matter, and the second mistake is described now. He calculated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary jiva, as an ordinary soul. And this is actually Mayavada philosophy. The Mayavada philosophers, they say, the form of the deity is material, is produced by sattva guna, by the material mode of goodness, and also when a great teacher or or an incarnation of the Lord, Avatara, is also produced by material nature. So this is a great offense. And this Mayavad philosophy had creep into the poetry of the Bengali poet. And therefore, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami rejected it. And then, but he didn't just call him foolish, but he gave him good advice. Next, he started talking to him in a very loving, compassionate way. And then he recited, this is a verse recited many times, paraphrased by Srila Prabhupada in his purpose. Srila Gorgovinda Swami Maharaj used to, for those of you who didn't meet him, he is a very dear, he passed away in 96. He's a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and he was preaching the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam with great force, and he was also explaining this verse taught by Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. The verse reads, he will sing it in this way. Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Stane Ekanta Shrayakara Chaitanya Charane. In Orisha they sing in this way, in Orisha. And because it was spoken in Orisha, he will sing it in this way. It is Bengali, it looks like, but says, if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, you must approach a self-realized Vaishnava and hear from him. You can do this when you have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam from in the association of pure devotees who have taken shelter under the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is what Sri Sanatana Goswami was doing, and therefore it cannot be overemphasized, and we should be reminded that this is, yes, what we are doing. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is very important, and we should do it, and we should do it from reliable sources. And therefore we listen following the parampara of Srila Prabhupada. It's late. I will take one or two comments or questions. They can go to radhadesh.com and... Oh, good. Very good point. Yes, that's good. Yes, if someone wants to continue following the next weeks what happens with Sanatana Goswami, you can listen it on the website, radhadesh.com. So even if you live far away, no problem. You have access. If you say, okay, I don't want to miss the story, and I don't want to miss how the next speaker, how will he or she will present it. Okay, you go there and you can listen. Or else you can also go to Vanipedia. You go to Vanipedia and you find all the Srila Prabhupada's books are there, and you can read them. And you can find everything classified by categories. So you want to look about hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm sure you can get many quotes from Srila Prabhupada. One last point.
Thank you.
Yes, we should take hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at least as serious as we take going for prasadam. At least. That's for a general. Those who are addicted to fasting, if there is anybody here, I don't think there are many, but if there is one or two here who are addicted to fasting, don't take me seriously on that last word. But for the majority, it's like that. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.